Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, the land of the deer. Just as the deer skin, we find that the skin becomes a very tiny bit of hide, so tiny that we can never believe possible that this tiny bit of hide covered the body of the deer. How did it cover it? As it, when it's on the body there, it stretches. So too, Eretz Yisrael is very tiny when there's no one living there. As people move in, it's like the hide of a deer. The more people that go inside, the more space there is for them. You can put millions, billions of people into Eretz Yisrael. There'll always be space. There'll never be a shortage of space. As the Yemeh says, the miracles of Yerushalayim, that no person ever said, I find Yerushalayim too narrow, too confined to live in. When the Jews had to visit the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple on the holidays, to bring the Korbanot, there was enough room for all Jews of Israel to come into this city of Yerushalayim alone. The bigger miracle was that when they came to the Holy Temple, which is only like one or two city blocks large, all the Jews could fit into the yard of the Holy Temple, which is just a few hundred yards wide. And there, when it came time to bow, each one had 6 feet of space to bow in. Now, how can you have, in a few hundred yards, 6 feet of space for millions of Jews, hundreds of millions, or whatever number there was? The answer is that a place that is holy is not governed by the laws of space. It's above the laws of space, which is why, finally, we come to the Holy Ark itself. The space in the Holy of Holies was exactly 20 amot, and the two birds, the two angels, figures of angels, the Kiruvim, figures of faces of children, these two angels' wingspan covered wall to wall exactly to the iota. Now, where did the Holy Ark stay? Between these two figures, these two angels. Between these two angels, there wasn't a millionth of an inch. And yet the Holy Ark could fit into the space. Also 20 feet wide, 10 amot. How did it fit in? Because this was so holy a place that there was no rule of space whatsoever. It didn't require space. Just as heaven is nothing to do with space, so too this has the Kedusha of heaven. And that's why the Holy Ark could be there, though there was no space physically. This is the secret of the power of Eretz Yisrael, which is that holy, it's above the laws of space, and why there was so vast a population. Because of the sin at that time, the vast majority, were wiped out, killed. The few that remained were sent into exile where we are till this day. But with the implicit faith that this is a temporary galut coming to its end, terminating now, with the coming of Mashiach, which we look forward to seeing, the rebuilding of the third, final, eternal Beit HaMikdash. Amen. 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 Amen.